Hello, this is Nancy Jutton, your business bio expert, and I am so delighted to welcome people from all around the world to join me for today's Get Your Client Attracting Story Done virtual worldwide workshop, where we literally have callers from around the world, the English-speaking nations around the world, joining us to be part of today's session, where the goal is to get your client attracting story done while we're together for this window of time, so that when we're complete, you are intoxicated and thrilled about the story that you have created and ready to share it with the world. And for those of you who still need a little more help, you can take delight in knowing that we will be gathering again 1 week from today at noon, same time. And I will be providing healing for boring bios that still need some relief. I'll help as many of you as I can in the 2 hours that we have together during that follow-up call, so you can truly feel complete that you have gotten it done, so that you can get out there, get known, and get paid for your winning ways. That is what today's call is all about. Before we get started, I wanted to go over a couple of little administrative things that are super important, especially for folks that are just now giving focus to this information right this very moment. I have an assistant, and his name is Dimitri. And if you are having trouble finding the handouts, finding your materials, or needing support of any type, the email that you can use during this call is dimitrinatsis@earthlink.net. dimitrinatsis@earthlink.net. He's there to help you in the event that you are still trying to find your handouts, you didn't get your buddy pass, you have some kind of an issue of this nature. He is standing by, so I'm just going to say that name again. D as in delicious, I, M as in Mary, I, T as in Tom, R, I, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, S as in Sassy, I, S as in Sassy, @earthlink.net. And that should make it possible for anyone who has any kind of issue about finding the handouts or getting support to get the support they need, so there's no issue there. Okay. Today what we're going to do is we're going to create a client-attracting story so you can attract clients now to your new or growing business. And I have several intentions for you. I want us to have some fun and create winning results in the time we have together. This is a get it done session. So I'm so glad so many of you have joined us live. I know that quite a few of you will be listening to the replay. And if that is your situation, I want you to actually make an appointment on your calendar for full 3 hours to do this work, because it will all come together beautifully if you just recognize that there's wisdom in the structure and it will all pay off for you. If you brought a storytelling buddy with you, I want you to work together to reflect each other's brilliance and receive the gifts that you have to give to each other. One of the things I know for sure is sometimes we have humility disease, and it's hard for us to speak our truth and for us to stand in and on it. So if you happen to be lucky to be doing this workshop with someone who you consider a friend and a colleague who knows you well, receive the comments that they share with you about what they see as your greatest strength, and take those in, because there's real gold there. If you're working independently, I want you to step into your truth without apology. So often I hear people say, "I'll be an expert when," "I'll be an expert when," instead of just saying, "Today's the day that I'm going to embrace the expertise and the gifts that I have to share and articulate them in such a way that my ideal client will say yes to what I have to offer." As we get started today, to the extent that it's possible, I'd like you to limit distractions and keep your focus on the task at hand, because I promised that we would get this done, and I want you to get the mission accomplished. So close the door, turn off your cell phone, do whatever you need to do to keep your focus. It is a 3-hour window of time that we'll be spending together, so I would invite you to take brief breaks as you need to, to take care of yourself and to surround yourself with refreshments, coffee, tea, fresh fruit, things that energize you so that you can keep your creativity fueled as we continue our time together. And since this is a working session, I won't be talking the whole time, and that will allow you, hopefully, to focus on what you're doing. And so you may have moments of silence, and that's a good thing because that's you're doing your work. Participation is invited, and it does pack a punch. So if you're wondering, yes, I have questions, how can I ask them? If you are dialing in on the webcast, what you do is you can type in your name and your question. And so I'm actually going to see if there's any questions or anybody asking me anything. If anyone earlier, before we were waiting for the call to start, I had a few people type in their name and some encouraging notes or some exciting things that they wanted to say, and everybody knew how to use the question box. So that seemed to work pretty well. So if we're going through these exercises and you get stuck, I would love for you to just say, I'm stuck. Can you help me solve this particular problem? And I will correspond with you in the online form. And if you're someone who wants to actually raise your hand and be heard during the call, you can do that too. You can raise your hand by choosing *2 on your phone, and I will know that you have a question. And when there's an opportunity for me to call on you, I absolutely will, so that you can get the help that you need to make progress. So let's start with the desired end. Let's start with the end in mind. I want you to finish this workshop today with a client attracting story that you love. And I also want to give you the opportunity to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for the expertise you own today. How that's going to happen is this way. At the BioDoc is in call that we're going to hold a week from today, from noon to 2 Pacific time, you can call in and get extra help for your story. And I'll be providing as much help as I can because you will have worked on it today and maybe worked on it in the week in between. But because I want you to do your best effort draft and I want you to get it done and I want you to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for your expert status, you probably remember receiving the Heal Your Boring Bio to Attract Clients and Cash Now gift booklet during my launch. Well, every single bio in that booklet is someone who graduated from this program to tell a story all their own, who has now been seen, heard, and celebrated by as many as 5,000 people around the world who downloaded that booklet. What I want for you is for your story to be among the 10 best submitted to me by midnight on January 29th, so that when I show people what's possible in a workshop like this, you are the winning example of what happens when people get it done with my help. And when 5,000 or more people, thanks to my powerful joint venture partners, share the booklet with their community, what then will happen for you? More people will see, hear, and celebrate you. They will want to know more about what you do. They will want to have a discovery session. They'll want to download your free gift. Whatever the action it is that you want them most to take, they will be that much closer to taking. You won't be hiding behind your computer or invisible any longer. I hope you see that as a wonderful benefit of actually doing the work and getting it done, because nothing would make me prouder than to showcase additional winning examples of people who took the medicine, got the healing, and got the result that they came for with my guidance. So you'll want to get this, whether you're listening to the replay or live with me now, that your goal, set it right now, is I'm going to have one of the best bios that is submitted to Nancy by email by midnight on January 29th, because nothing would make me happier than to be seen, heard, and celebrated in the Volume 2 of the Heal Your Boring Bio to Attract Clients and Cash gift booklet. All right, isn't that exciting? So before we get started, I wanted to share with you just a brief story about myself. And I'm going to call this a trust-building story. And I'm also going to juxtapose it with what the difference is between a trust-building story and a client-attracting story. I'll be very brief because I know you've already read quite a bit about me in the earlier materials that I've shared with you. It was a number of years ago that I was a very busy owner of a publicity agency that worked with a lot of really big-name clients like Roger Staubach and Franz Chocolates, who is the chocolatier to the President of the United States and Seattle Chocolate Company. And I was dancing as fast as I could to handle all of their publicity, but I was like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, waving my arms and legs about, trying to make big noise for them in the media and beyond. But nobody knew my name, and I kind of got to the point where I wanted people to know my name. But it was a very humbling moment when I went to Google to check what would come up in a Google search for Nancy Jutton. And at that dark moment, the only thing that came up was that I ran 10K races really slowly. I wasn't known as a business bio expert or a get known to get paid mentor. I was just a slow runner. Well, if you fast forward to today, everything I'm going to teach you today and what it is that I teach in my other programs, such as the Get Known to Get Paid Mentoring Program and the Get Known to Get Paid Success System, every lesson that I've shared in this wonderful training that many of you have already taken advantage of is what I apply to my own brand and expertise. And today, without even dialing my name into a Google search, if you type in business bio expert, I am number one, and I've never paid for SEO ever. It's all done organically through the power of publicity and visibility. And today, I am one of the top joint venture partners among coaches around the world, getting powerfully endorsed by amazing luminaries such as Callan Rush, Christian Michelson, and others. I've shared the stage as a speaker with luminaries including Lisa Sasevich, Brendan Burchard, and others. And I've built a thriving business based on my own unique gifts. And so it was just a few years ago that I had 185 names on my mailing list and nobody knew my name. And now I'm everywhere. And I'll have to tell you that being a somewhat introverted spotlight seeker myself, it's a little bit overwhelming at times. And because through the true spirit of service, I want to help as many people as I can get their gifts into the world. I work through it because that's my gift in the world. As a child, I was never seen, heard, and celebrated, so my gift it is in the world to see, hear, and celebrate others who want to be known and paid and make a bigger difference. So thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time to be a part of today's workshop. We will get this done. I know the landscape. I'm going to show you the way. And I'm honored that you've made the time. Sometimes, you know, the only way you have to start is you have to bloom where you're planted. So what I want us to do now is, in your handout packet, there is an item called the Quick Quiz. And you will find it on page 2. And it says, your quick quiz to get ready, get known, and get paid. And what I'd like us all to do for the next couple of minutes is, you know, I want to say take 60 seconds, tops. I would like you to take out a piece of paper and a pencil, and I would like you to quickly answer the questions, giving yourself 10 points for yes and 0 points for no as you move through these. I think there's 15 questions, or how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 14 questions, I think. The first one, I describe my ideal client with laser clarity, speed, and confidence. Yes or no? When I land on my homepage of my website or blog, the ideal client is called out so that the right people know that they have landed at the perfect place to get what they need. The transformation they enjoy with my guidance is compelling and one they gladly invest into to get the relief or the benefit. Testimonials speak the wow with credibility and impact. I am clear about the number one thing I want website visitors to do when they land on my site. The website navigation makes it easy for people to find what they need without looking for a decoder ring. I already publish a regular e-zine to build relationships with those who opt in to learn from my expertise. I offer a special report or other high-value free gift to reward those who make the wise choice to opt in to benefit. I know how many people are on my list today, and I have a big, hairy, audacious goal to grow that number by a factor of 10 within the next year. Sharing useful tips, resources, and strategies through content sharing and speaking is among the ways I build trust among those who follow my work. My signature talk has a compelling title, key audience takeaway points, and video audio proof to make it easy for decision makers to say yes. I know how to approach the media with a story idea that is timely, newsworthy, relevant, interesting, and worth talking about. I know how to approach joint venture partners in a winning way to create lasting and rewarding relationships. I have a solid base of happy one-on-one clients and now want to grow my business through the power of leverage. And finally, I have at least three ways to enroll clients into my paid offerings to welcome a profound transformation. Now is your opportunity to do the math and check your score. And without any shame, blame, or judgment, I want you to say to yourself, this is okay. I bloom from where I'm planted, and I'm ready to go from here. One of the things about this quiz is it helps you diagnose where you are and decide where you want to go and to identify the gaps between those two places so that you can start to fill them in. And today we're going to start working on that. So I wanted to also say that if you haven't created a quick quiz like this for your business, let my quick quiz be an example to you. Because what's beautiful about a quiz like this is that I've created a quiz that actually guides people down the road to appreciate the full value that I offer beyond the bio. Because the bio is where it begins, but it's not where the journey ends. But a lot of people get stuck at the front door because they really don't understand how to describe who they are and what they do and why it matters, so the right people will say yes. But once they get really clear about that, they can't wait to get known in a much bigger way, in which case there are additional steps to take to get that book into the world, to get the message into the world, to make the transformation you're here to provide. So truly serious clients will take a look at this quiz and say, oh my goodness, now I know the missing pieces I need to fill in order to take the next step, and I'm going to consider how I can get the support I need. What would happen in your business if you created something similar to help your clients self-identify as people who absolutely need, want, and are prepared to invest in what you have to offer, and you've already made it easy for them to inquire and take another step? So while I demonstrate this, I also use this in my business to grow my business, and you can too. I'm just going to check over to the Q&A to see if anybody's asking me any questions. And I like to do that. If we already have a bio, do we ignore it and start fresh? Sherry asks. I think you might learn a few things as we go along to make your bio better, so don't be attached to what your current bio is, and just be open to taking a new approach. Donna says, hello. Where is this? I don't know. I don't understand the question. The PDF that everyone should have in front of them is the one that's called the handouts. It's called the handouts. I'm just going to give you the exact name of it so there isn't any question at all for any one of you. Just bear with me for a second. We're going to get this thing started. There's an item called Worldwide Virtual Workshop Handouts, and you should have that in front of you, and you should have printed it out from your computer so that you can walk through it. And there's another handout that you should have in front of you, and it would be the one called Bye Bye Boring Bio Action Worksheets. I want you to download that and print out Client Attracting Template Number 3. That's what you absolutely need in order to do what we're doing here today. And if you're having trouble, Dimitri is standing by to support you. DimitriNotsis@earthlink.net. Oh, good. She found it. Found it. The quiz is in the handouts. And how can you make one for your website? Well, we can talk about that. I think most of these, I've answered these questions. Dee, I think you should get on the phone. Here's a direct link. Oh, look at that. I don't believe that anyone, Wendy, I don't believe people can read the, I'm just clearing through. Someone says, I'm still not clear on my niche. Can I still do my bio? Yes, because we're going to get you some more clarity around your niche while we're here doing this call. Okay, I've answered all those questions, and I'm just checking to see if anyone's raising their hand, and nobody is, so we're just going to keep moving forward. Okay, so we've done the quick quiz, and we know where we stand, and we're okay with wherever that is because we're going to get grow from here. So now what I want to do is I want to tell you the five-step system that you need in order to write any bio for any situation. Time and time again, this will work for you. For some of you, this will be review, but for those who are new to this work, it will be a revelation. You know, not all bios fit all situations. If you want to be booked as a speaker, meeting planners want to know what you speak about, what the audience is going to learn, where you've spoken before. They're going to want to see video of you delivering your message or hear your message so they know you're the right speaker for them, and they're going to want to know how to book you. But a client has different requirements. A client doesn't want to know what you speak about. The client wants to know what products, services, and offerings you have to offer that solve a problem that's deeply felt that they want to spend money to get addressed right away. So whether you want to be a speaker or you want to attract clients, you need a different kind of bio for either situation. The step one in the process is to decide what kind of a bio you need right now. For the purposes of today's call, I'm providing most of the focus on how to create a client-attracting bio because that's the problem that most people are telling me they want solved. If you already have plenty of clients and want to do more speaking, I can tailor the content for those of you who are interested in that when we get to the worksheet portion of the session. And if you want to be a media darling, I can help you figure out how to position your expertise so that when you're introduced on the radio show, the podcast, the television program, the telesummit, or whatever the case may be, you sound like a rock star right out of the box. So here's a point I wanted to make. You know, a few moments ago, I gave you my trust-building story where I told you the high points of my career, the low points, and why you should feel comfortable with my humanity and my credentials to trust you to go further together. Well, that's a trust-building story, but if I was going to be what a client wants to know is not necessarily that. The client probably wants to know what results I've brought about for clients just like them very recently so they can have confidence to journey forward with me as a client. That's a completely different kind of story. That's a client-attracting story, and that's the difference between the two. One has got drama and intrigue and a lot of humanity in it, and the other is a bit more straightforward, and it's also has huge potential to save you lots of time because I want to paint a picture for you right now, or I'll tell you a story. You know, I told you that I was a publicist for a very long time, and I was standing behind all these powerful people, making them look big in the media. Well, in 2009, I got serious about building my own expert status, and so I wrote a book called Bye Bye Boring Bio, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if I got seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for my expert status and was doing radio interviews and TV interviews all the time? Well, a lot of people wish for that. Maybe I had a lot of extra secret sauce to make it happen, but it just so happened in the peak of the recession, this was a very timely, newsworthy, and interesting topic, and I must have been doing 2 or 3 interviews a week. And let me tell you, if you're not ready for the red carpet before you go, you stumble and bumble along and look like an amateur. So being a frequent flyer on the interview circuit, having done so many teleseminars and webinars, I will tell you that the most powerful thing you can do is to get ready before you go. Because when someone says, we'd be honored to have you speak on our telesummit, when can you have your photo, your 100-word bio, your book cover, and the 5 questions you most want us to ask you during that interview to us, your job it is to get that information to them before the phone hits the cradle so you look like a rock star. If you're someone who has to do 42 different follow-up phone calls to find out exactly what they need when they need it, what happens is they're wishing they had never called you in the first place. So getting ready to go is the first step, and deciding what you need right now is step one. Number two, I want you to reflect on the who, the how, and the wow. So often people say, well, this bio, it's all about me. Well, not necessarily, because if you want to attract clients, you have to make clear what's in it for your ideal client before you talk about yourself, because otherwise they don't know that you're the perfect solution for them. So here you would want to talk about who your ideal client is, the stunning results that you bring about to deliver a powerful transformation, and what sets you apart from everyone else on the planet that does what you do. Step three is to prove your value and your impact. And you can do this by showcasing your credentials, your experience, awards, recognition you've earned, media credits you've accumulated, or perhaps you're lucky enough to have testimonials that are so provocative that people buy your expertise just based on the powerful proof provided by clients that are just like them. The fourth step is to add your personality. We've all read those boring bios that read like wallpaper, and so if you have a unique point of view, a special story to share, a sassy soundbite that you're known for, I want you to put you in your story so people can create a sense of know, like, and trust with you, that you're the person that they would feel comfortable journeying forward. Then the fifth step in the process is to prepare your right-sized stories, because not every situation is going to allow for you to share your entire manifesto. Just yesterday, for example, I'm being interviewed on a speaker chat interview, and they said, we need a 122-character bio for you. 122 characters. Okay, so I created a 122-character bio for that particular venue because that's what they needed. One three-page bio of everything you've ever done in your life is not going to serve you when you get invited to speak on an interview, get introduced on a podcast, or be on a radio program. If you've written a book that's going to be a bestseller, people are going to want to talk to you, and they're going to want to say, I'm so happy to have Brandy Michaels, author of How to Read a Client from Across the Room, onto the show, you know, recognized as A, B, and C. We're so glad to have you. Please, you know, welcome to the program. That's all you get. But you need to have all of that prepared. Otherwise, you're stuck at the front door. But what I will tell you is that this five-step process, whether you need a speaker bio, a speaker introduction, an author bio, one that would attract clients, follow these same five steps, and that's what we're going to do today, to get to the end result, and you will have the structure that will give you the freedom to come to the outcome you desire. It works like a charm, I promise you. So now we're going to do... What I'm going to do now, and we're going to really start getting to work. So I'm going to guide you through the great eight story elements that you need to have in place in order for your bio to write itself. And this will be fun. So what I want you to do now with your clean sheet of paper is I want you to reflect upon, when was it in your life when you knew that you were destined to do the work you're now doing? I want you to write down the two or three facts or circumstances when you first knew that this was your path in life. And if you're stuck, I want you to remember this quote from Jeffrey Van Dyke. Out of your deepest wound in life calls forth your greatest gift to share. I'll give you a couple of quick examples so you can anchor this. Perhaps you're a woman in midlife and you find yourself divorced and it's not what you were expecting. It's the deepest wound in your life to be divorced at this point, and now you are called to be a joy after divorce expert to guide people to achieve joy after divorce faster than they could by going it alone. Perhaps you are someone who, like my client, Michael Bloom, the caregiving without regret expert, he was privileged to see both of his elderly parents to their final resting place as a caregiver for many years. And so now he's the caregiving without regret expert who guides caregivers around the world to do the same. So we're going to just take a couple of minutes, and I'm going to be quiet while you do this exercise with your buddy or alone. It's 12:29. I'm going to come back in 3 minutes, but just ask yourself, what was that moment when you knew that this work you do now or this message you're here to share was your journey in life? Begin. I'm curious if there's anyone on the telephone that would feel compelled to share their moment in life when they knew that this was what they wanted to do. Is there anyone who would like to do that? If there is someone who would like to do that, just hit *2 and I will acknowledge you and you can share your story. And the beautiful thing about this, if you can be brief, is that everyone on the call will now know you and be inspired by you, and that'll be the first step for you to step into the light and be recognized in a much bigger way. So if that appeals to you, you can go ahead and hit *2. And if you would rather wait until later, that's okay too, but somebody has raised their hand, so I'm going to acknowledge you. The person's name is, this person's from Toledo, Ohio, and I'm going to say hello to you now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
How are you?
My name is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
And briefly, my story, what I'm compelled to do is to help people learn that loving their cancer is an option and that it doesn't have to be a battle. And I came to this through first my own journey with cancer, and then 6 months later being a caregiver to my husband, Tom, who spent 13 months going through pancreatic cancer until he passed away 5 years ago. And now my journey without him and still learning that loving my cancer is the best way to go.
That's beautiful. That is very compelling. So are you a cancer recovery coach who guides people through the journey in an empowered way?
Yes, I am. Thank you for putting it so beautifully.
Well, there you go. There's the first little morsel of magic. I'm inspired. If people wanted to find you on the web, where would they go, or have you yet done that?
I am at lovingyourcancer. It's a WordPress blog. lovingyourcancer.wordpress.com.
Okay, so it's a perfect example of saying, gosh, if I wanted to know more about that, where would I go? So my
right.
Thing for you is to be in a position to be able to have that roll beyond your lips like music next time you're asked, but I'm sure everyone will remember that you help people, that loving cancer and is an option and empowering them along their journey is where it is that you make your biggest impact. That's your deepest wound that's turned into your greatest gift. So good job. Excellent. Thank you for being here. I see another person answering the call for to share, so I'm going to have their person raise their hand. I'm going to call on Joy Golliver. So I'm going to mute you, and I'm going to say hi to Joy. And here she is.
Hi,
Joy. How are you?
Hi. My story is very similar to hers because it was about illness. I was living in Seattle when my husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I was wondering what the future would be for me. And actually, I had three God experiences that moved me forward. One was finding the perfect place to live while he was ill in Tucson, where I live now, at a continuing care retirement community. Then I got away finally put him in respite and went to Sedona, Arizona to be with my mentor, Mary Morrissey. And it was at that retreat that God told me I was to close the business I had been doing, and this was to be my new work. And it is. I've written a Self-Care for Caregivers, 161 Tips to Make Your Life Easier. And after 4 years, I've created many products around that.
Beautiful.
So we keep the caregiver healthy regardless of the illness or who they're caring for or their age.
And do you yet have a website where people can go to learn more about you?
Yes, we do, and it's called touchedbyjoy.com.
Great. So here's what I want to say about that. It's beautiful work that you do, and it's mission-driven and heart-centered, and you did something where you kind of waited to the very end to get to the good stuff. This is what I call burying the lead.
Okay.
So when you said self-care for care, you know, we're all about guiding caregivers around the world to to do better self-care. That's the big wow, the big idea, and then the other stuff behind it. But I also wanted, I would be remiss if I didn't mention to you that Caregiving Without Regret, Michael Bloom, just might be a fantastic joint venture partner for you. So
yes, I heard that.
Yeah, look him up because he's going places. He's in the mentoring program with me, and he has just made leaps and bounds of progress to get known and get paid and position himself as an expert. And I think the two of you have a lot of alignment. And joint ventures are absolutely one of the most powerful ways to get known and get paid and make a bigger difference. And so this is another little pearl that I usually wait to tell you about later, but you just gave me an opportunity to talk about it now. So you're the self-care for caregivers expert. You're the self-care caregivers expert, and you come to this from a very, very powerful, profound place that will establish your credibility immediately. So beautiful. I'm going to take one more.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks for your good work. I am now going to call on someone from Seattle, and it's H. Bondar is the name that I see. So go ahead and speak up.
Hi, Nancy. Hello. That's actually NJ. Can you hear me?
Oh, hey. Hi, NJ. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. So my messaging, you know, as I said, I'm really struggling with this, but my story is about, you know, I'm a recovering workaholic, and so in 2002, I was working just really, really long hours, and my father passed away, and I got divorced, and I was just tired and depleted, and developed an autoimmune disease, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and I got this note that I still have that, you know, my son left me on the kitchen table, Mom, how come I barely ever see you anymore? And so the work that I do is about teaching people and helping people realize that working harder and longer hours isn't the solution, and try to help them find a better way so that they can get done what needs to get done and still live life and enjoy life.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. Well, I don't mean nice. Your story is profound. I'm getting a little bit of, I'm going to mute you for a moment so I can not hear the feedback. So NJ was saying she's a recovering workaholic who went from dealing with death, divorce, and depletion to wake up to a totally preferred and better way of life, and she's now on a mission to guide others who are similarly afflicted to get there faster and more readily than they ever could on their own. There you have it. What do you think? I'm going to ask you what you think about that.
Wow. That is really great. I look forward to hearing the recording so I can get all
yes, you will get the you will get the recording and it's all there. So you can see how that all of a sudden becomes a kind of tracking story.
Yeah.
You're
amazing.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. I'm going to mute because of the feedback a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, but good job. So you can see just with these three examples from the active, serious action takers on this call already, that when they get in touch with their deepest wound that calls them forth to do this kind of work, we already fall in love with them right away, because if we are their ideal client, we go, I totally relate to that. That's totally my situation. That's exactly the problem I need solved, and I trust this person already to show me a way to a better way of life. If you get the client or the prospective client to feel that way at the very first hello, you're on to something. And so that's very exciting. So I'm going to ask everyone to lower their hands because I want to move on because we have much more work to do. And so the next part is where sometimes people get into a little bit of a challenge, because what it is that we're going to do is we're going to actually go through the second exercise, which is figuring out who your people are. Who are your people? I'm going back to the slides. Your people are your tribe, your community. Some people call it a niche or a niche. And a lot of people's eyes just go glazing over because maybe they don't understand it and they're a little bit confused and maybe they have fear or doubt or whatever about choosing their people. So I want to make this really easy for everybody so you can get to it quickly. You know, in the three examples that we just had showcased by our wonderful participants, they shared the reason that they do this, their big why, and why they're called forward to do it. And we know from their examples, one of them is, you know, loving your cancer journey, one of them is self-care for caregivers, and the other is guiding, being the guide for recovering workaholics to find a better way to love and live their lives. Do you see how when people read that, they know immediately that they're talking to you? They've identified who they're here to help, and you either are a recovering workaholic or you're not. You either are a caregiver who needs self-care or you're not. You're either someone who needs to learn how to love your cancer or to be empowered in the journey, or you're not. So you can know if that's your perfect solution. So when in doubt and trying to make it as simple as possible, it can be very powerful to write a description about who you are when you're trying to figure out your niche. And I want to bring this alive with an example from my own experience as a way to inspire you. I've been behind the scenes for a lifetime, standing behind powerful people. I grew up as a wallflower and wallpaper. I was not center stage. I'm not a spotlight seeker. I don't want to be a star, but I do want to be known and paid. I really want that. And I realized one day I'm somewhat introverted. I'm a somewhat introverted spotlight seeker on a mission for good and profit, and I want to work with people who feel the same way. It was a huge aha for me to identify that nuance of who it is I most wanted to work with. And when I declared that, all of a sudden, more of the right people said, that's me. I'm somewhat introverted too, and I need someone to show me how to get out there in a way that actually feels okay for me. I wonder if Nancy can help me. And all of a sudden, my business just took off because I was talking to the people who really resonated with my particular approach and style. And so maybe introversion is not your thing, but what is it? So in your handout packet, there's an exercise where you can actually brainstorm who your people are. And I'm suggesting that we start with you, your gender, your age, your values, attitudes, biases, and beliefs. I know we have a lot of healers and light workers on this call, and they clearly believe in alternative healing modalities. And so those who believe in alternative healing modalities and know them to be life-saving are going to be very open to solutions along those lines, whereas people who are super conventional in their thinking are probably going to put a deaf ear to those kinds of options. So go through this exercise and write down, without thinking too much about it, you know, your gender, your age, your values. Are you introverted or extroverted? What are you afraid of? What are your challenges? What motivates you? Your needs, your wants? What are you willing to pay for or inspired to pay for? Are you married? Are you single? Are you in a relationship? Where do you live? Is your solution something that's specific to a geography, or is it something that can be shared around the world? Do you have a body? Is it a body type issue, a health issue, an education issue, an occupation issue, an employment status issue? I want you to just, you know, for the next like 4 minutes, do as many of these data points as you can without overthinking it, okay? Because it's going to help us get to the answer. And one caveat, especially for those of you who are wearing many hats, I know there are folks that are author, speaker, coach. I'm going to tell you right now that I'm not a huge fan of that, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes. But what I want you to do when you're doing this exercise is imagine you have a full book of business working with people that love what it is that you do. Narrow your focus to one role that you play and one delicious solution you provide as you think about who these people are. And I'll come back in the next 4 minutes so we can see about answering any questions and getting you moving forward. And, of course, I'll be checking the Q&A during the web to see if anybody's answering any questions, and doing the best I can to respond as we work. So I'll be quiet now as you get to work. Work with your buddy and see if you can do this together. And so stand by.
I'm just answering questions now. They're figuring out their niche.
More minutes. I'll be back in a few. For those of you who have asked questions, I'm quickly trying to approve and respond to them as best as I can. And if you've joined us late, just try to catch up as best you can. What we're doing now is working on our niche. And Judith is asking an excellent question. Is it narrow enough to say that my people are women with menopausal symptoms who want to get rid of their symptoms through natural means? Actually, yes, that is really nice. People immediately know who they are, and they know whether or not they want to solve that problem and how they want to solve that problem. I think that's excellent, Judith. A plus. Okay. So let's come back and see what kind of progress we've made with the niching thing. Is there anyone who's on the telephone who would like some help or would like to speak up about identifying who their people are? If you would like to speak up, you can hit star 2, and I'll happily help you. Someone was asking a question. Very good. Jennifer Maloka. Hello.
Hello, Nancy.
Woohoo, Jennifer Maloka.
Woohoo. So I was going through, and thank you so much for doing this call. I so appreciate it. You're so incredibly valuable to me, and so I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so what I'm going over the two worksheets. I have some, you know, blank spots. And I understand that, you know, we as you know, I have like three major hats that I wear. And so really trying to figure out which hat that I'm going to really speak to. But they all, at the end of the day, they all kind of overlap. And so the three things that my ideal clients really face is that they're overweight, they're overwhelmed and stuck, and they've lost their sense of self.
So okay, let me write that down. Overweight, overwhelmed.
And they've lost themselves. They've lost their sense of self.
So let me just say something about that. And as I work with clients live on the call, everyone, there will be teaching pearls for everybody. Sometimes when we use words to describe the problems that people are having, you know, overweight and overwhelmed, I think, are powerful, powerful words, because I know people use those words a lot in daily conversation, and we all know what they mean. So when you say lost sense of self, are those the words that the clients actually use to describe what they're feeling, or do they say something else instead?
That's what I grapple with. They may or may not realize that they don't they have no sense of identity anymore. They might identify with they no longer have a sense of identity. They're John's wife or Susie's mom, or I am an employee at X place. They're not, hi, I'm Jill and I'm me. They don't have their own.
So let me ask you a question. You're brave to do this, so thank you for stepping up. The primary reason they come to you, is it because they're overwhelmed and overweight? Or is it because they're ready to put themselves first, perhaps for the first time ever in their lives?
They come to me because they're overweight and overwhelmed. And
are they ready to do something about it?
Yes, they're ready to do something about it. And one of the byproducts of what I work with them is they learn. It's like, oh, wow, I haven't ever been taking myself first. I've always been putting everyone in front of me and never thinking of me. And that's how they lose themselves.
So here's an idea. This is just coaching and creating in the moment. Are they women mostly?
Yes.
Are they women of a certain age?
Well, they can be anywhere from 30 to 50. So
are they like midlife women?
Yes, midlife women.
Okay.
Is 30 midlife?
Well, you know, we're working on it. We're just
working on it.
But what these people have in common is they're overweight and they're overwhelmed, and they are,
I don't know what my next thing is. I need to find something that I need something for me, and I don't know what it is.
So what if I need something for me, and so what if Jennifer Maloka provides the me first solution to conquering overwhelm and overweight forever? The put me first solution. If the problem is they've never put themselves first, you're offering the put me first solution to overwhelm, overweight, and a lifetime of unbridled joy. That's not bad, actually, because I know you do things with horses that have to do with inner game and all of that stuff.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
What comes up for me is women especially are, well, I could never put myself first because that sounds and feels so selfish.
Put myself on the list solution. we can refer it. You know, like these women probably have a list. I'm going to take care of my husband.
It's so long, and they never get on it.
The put myself on the list solution. They're not putting themselves first, but at least they're putting themselves on the list, and that's progress.
Exactly.
What if you try that?
Okay.
The problem is they're overweight and overwhelmed, and they've been at the bottom. They've been at the last. They've been eating the burnt toast for their lifetime. They're ready to have nice toast, you know. they're ready to have toast that's toasted to their liking. You know, put themselves on the list solution. Write that down. I think we can build on that.
I absolutely wrote that down because I was able. I'm really clear on what I offer them is easy action steps. And what my clients feel are capable, calm, and centered.
So they feel capable,
calm, and centered. After working with me, they feel capable, calm, and centered.
And they feel committed and convicted to get it done for once and for all. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
We feel better, which is great. But if what's been missing is the commitment and the conviction to get it done up until this point, they're probably luxuriating in their overwhelm and their overweight instead of actually committing to doing something about it. And if you can be the source to actually guide them to get it done, you know, from the inside out, then that's worth a lot of money to people, especially if they've been carrying around a weight and burden and are ready to lay it down. So by adding the commitment and the conviction piece, we get beyond what it feels like and we get to the result that they really want and that they'd be willing to spend money to buy to get it.
And I loved your get it done from the inside out.
Yeah, because that's what you do. For those of you who probably haven't met Jennifer Maloca before, she has a kind of overarching, we have a nice dog barking too. but you really heal people from the inside out using equine therapy and life coaching and fitness all together. Isn't that right?
Something correct. Like
that? And if people wanted to go to your website, where would they find it?
WUHOO coaching.com. That's woohoo, coaching.com.
Very good. You know, lots and lots of people are going to be hearing that, so hopefully they'll be rushing to find out more about it because they feel overwhelmed and overweight in their women in midlife and want the next half of their life to be the best half of their life, and calm, centered, committed, and convicted to get it done is exactly the song they're singing right now. Wouldn't that be a fabulous outcome? So you're on your way. Keep up the good work. We've got more work to do, so I'll be back with you later.
I have one quick question. So you said the next half of their life could be their best half of their life?
I said have the rest of their life be the best. The second half of life could be their best half of their life is what I said. And the reason I say that, I hear a lot of people talking about women 40 and over, women 50 and over, women 60 and over. And whenever I say, when I hear that, I always think over and out. It's like, well, I'm done, you know. But changing it to this or something better, it just sounds better. It sounds more full of possibility. Like, yeah, I'm free now. My kids are grown. You know, everything's fine. I don't have parents to take care of perhaps right now. I can take care of myself perhaps for the first time in my life, and I'm ready to go. Woo-hoo.
Awesome.
You know, that energy that you can bring to it, you know, it isn't over and out. It's up, up, and away we go. Giddy up, giddy up. You could use that too. He's got horses, right?
That's right.
Put some personality into it. It packs a punch. All right, so I'm going to go on and ask for someone else to ask a question just so everybody feels heard. So I'll be muting you now and stay with us, okay? Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, so I'm going to call on Rebecca Osman. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, but I have a question.
Okay.
Process here. So you said to start with yourself.
Yes.
Which is interesting and rather insightful because I haven't written down the answers to these questions about myself before in thinking about my who I want to work with or my ideal client. But I'm unsure of sort of translating it from me to other people because I feel like I'm not sure where the overlaps should be and where do is serve people who are in many ways not like me. So I'm confused.
Okay. Well, thank you for raising that question. Just for the benefit of everyone on the call, I seem to recall you being the owner of Stagecoach that guides aspiring speakers to step onto the stage with confidence and impact.
Your Stagecoach, yes. And that is one of the ways I've described myself. Is to help aspiring speakers communicate their message with confidence and clarity, or business owner. I mean, and this is I've toyed with different audiences, and I'm really trying to get more specific with it. So one of the things that comes to me that's coming to me is this idea of speakers or experts who are wanting to just unleash their message on the world. And I don't know if that sounds scary or empowering.
Well, I think it, just to be practical, which it's not such a bad thing to be practical sometimes, is when you narrow it down to workshop leaders or speakers or sales professionals who need to make every moment in the spotlight a payoff opportunity, people know that that's them right away, and they know the result that they want. If you want to get your message out in a really, really big way, which I help people get known to get paid, right? But the difference between what I said and what you said is that I spoke to the result. You know, when you get out there in a big way, that's one thing, but why does that matter? Always ask yourself, why does that matter if it's not specific and terrific enough? If you get your message out in a bigger way, what could then happen? Would you change the world? Would you change perspectives? Would you change minds? Would you, you know, people want to buy a result. So
turn your message into a movement.
Yeah, That's powerful. And so, and that would suggest that you're really here to do something big. So, getting back to your earlier question, like, I know you're a woman of a certain age who's extroverted, who is an extraordinary speaker, who knows how to teach people how to speak up powerfully with conviction. I know you're married. I know you live in Seattle. What about you is not like your client? What are you struggling with exactly?
Is
that what you want to do? Is your legacy going to be alive today, knowing that thousands of people have been profoundly moved to make their impact because you crossed paths with them?
Yes, that's what I want to do. I want to help people.
Help entrepreneurs or sales professionals. I want you to narrow it down to the group of people that when you see them coming your way, you don't want to run in the opposite direction. Okay? It's like, these are my friends that are coming my way, and I can't wait to journey forward with them. Because sometimes if you don't narrow it down completely, they don't know that you're the one. So is it sales professionals? Is it aspiring speakers? Is it...
It's aspiring speakers.
Let's go with that for now, just for today.
People who are experts who've maybe just written a book, or they want to write a book because they've got something they want to share with the world, and the book isn't part of it, but they want to get their message out to more people through speaking.
Okay, so if they want to get their message out, is the problem that they don't know how to speak, or is it the problem they don't know how to deliver the talk, or is it the problem they don't know how to structure the talk to create the impact that they ultimately want to make? Are you the resource to guide them to create and structure that talk to create the result they desire the most?
Well, I can definitely do that, but what sets me apart from other public speaking coaches is what I bring in terms of delivery. And that's
I want you to write that down, and because we have so many people asking for help and other content to cover, I just want you to brew on it a little bit, okay?
Thank you, Nancy.
We'll be here the whole length of time, and we can come back because I'm sure you're going to have the transformation you're looking for, but people do struggle with this piece of it, so don't feel alone if you're still struggling, because, you know, your niche is something that you're always evolving. But one other thing you might think about, and this is a simple little yellow pad exercise for everyone on the call. Of the last 10 people that you got to work with to do the work that you love to do, to make the impact that you're here to make, can you describe those people in the terms that we have in this worksheet? Are they men? Are they women? Or who are they? Because if these were your favorite clients and they came to you and said, I have a message and I don't know how to get it out in a bigger way, and I have stage fright. If you could transform stage fright into stage confidence and in as few as 3 sessions, that's something people would buy, because not having the confidence to deliver their message keeps them unseen, unheard, uncompensated, frustrated, and nobody wants to suffer any longer than they have to. So think about what the transformation you brought about for the people you loved working with most recently, and there will be magic there, I promise.
Okay.
So just give that some thought, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. So I'm just going to go over to the webcast and see what's happening there. Lots of folks here, and it makes me so happy. So continuing on, because we are making excellent progress. Let's say we know, like we figured out already, we figured out the reason you came to this work in the first place, and we now have a general sense, or maybe even a more specific and terrific sense, of who it is you're here to help and why you're why you do this work and all of that. The next thing I want us to do is actually articulate briefly, if we can, what it is that we do. Because, you know, sometimes you say, this is who I am and this is who I serve. The next logical thing is, well, what do you do? How do you do? You hear this at the cocktail party all the time. But if you don't have ways for people to journey forward with you, sometimes they won't buy because you kind of stumbled and bumbled when you got asked the question. Or maybe people landed on your website and they know you're a coach, but they don't know what solution you're going to provide, and they don't know what manner in which you're going to be delivering the outcome. And so nothing happens and everybody feels really frustrated. I know there are a number of people on this call who are authors, and you probably want to sell a lot of books, and you probably want to get invited to speak about your book to the right audiences so that you can make a bigger impact in the world. I know there are a lot of folks on the call who are healers and light workers, and they probably want more clients. And so they're going to want to know what your modality offers and how you deliver your modality so people know that it's not just the how you do it, but what happens because of it. Just the other day, I was at Callan Rush's Magnetize Your Audience training event in Vancouver, and I sat at lunch with a delightful woman who is I think she was a certified nutritionist. And I said, "What do you do?" And she started talking about all the blood work she does and all the kinds of things that she does to diagnose why it is that women 40 or better find themselves widening at the waist and not feeling so great about it. But she didn't say it that way. She was talking to me about blood work and blood draws and TSAs and all kinds of things that I didn't, it just sounded like Greek to me. And so I interrupted her and I said, "Let me see if I understand this correctly," just trying to take a mental leap. I said, "Your clients are women 40 and better who right now are frumpy, dumpy, and lumpy, and they want to be sexy, svelte, and fabulous, and they know their diet is to blame, and you're the one that helps them solve the problem or the mystery." And she just had this head whip reaction, and she said, "How did you do that?" I said, "I don't know. It's a gift. I'm not really sure." But she says, "That's exactly what it is that I do." I said, "Well, then talk about it in just that way. Because women who are 40 and better, who are frumpy, dumpy, and lumpy, but want to be sexy, fit, and fabulous, they don't know what's the problem. They don't know what's ailing them, but they know there's a problem because they can see it, they can feel it, they can pinch it around their waist, and they know they want it gone. And maybe there's some deeper reason for the problem. And if she has the way to be Sherlock Holmes to diagnose it, well, sign me up, because the rest of my life is waiting, and I want to do it wearing skinny jeans instead of elastic waist." You know, what I'm doing here is talking in terms that actually girlfriends would speak about, which people actually say, "Yeah, I want that too." So I want you to, you know, what do you do exactly? Because if you've written a book, the book is just the beginning, let's face it. If you offer coaching, the coaching is just the beginning, because maybe you do a workshop, maybe you do a leverage group training, maybe you do keynote speaking. But so many people have books that they sell for $10, they're hoping to make a million. And it's really hard to make a really good living on a $10 book, let me tell you. So what I wanted to show you is a model that is really very powerful for so many of us. We all read the fairy tale Goldilocks, and there were three bowls of porridge. This one was too hot, this one's too cold, and this one's just right. What you'll notice as you go about your own life as a consumer, you know you need transportation. Maybe it's your teenager that needs transportation. So you know he needs something reliable, but chances are, you know, you could have a junker car, a nice, standard, reliable American car, or a Mercedes. This would be, you know, three different bowls of porridge. For your teenager, you might be saying, "I don't think that the Mercedes is right for my teenager, and the junker car doesn't feel safe. So I'm going to land in the middle and get him a nice, safe American car, a couple years old, so I can feel safe with him driving around and know that we've got the right solution for him." So most people want to make a choice, and you want to give them a choice so that ultimately everybody wins. So this was a big idea that was once explained to me that I put into practice. And so what I'm going to do now is share with you on this slide, and I realize it may be a little hard to read, but I'll be sending the PowerPoint to everybody after the fact so you can print it out and see it more clearly. But what I have here is how it is that I've taken my Bye Bye Boring Bio book and turned it into an empire. And I want you to see this not because I'm selling you anything, but because I want you to model this in a way that works for you and your business, so that when you're talking to clients and they say, "I absolutely want to speak more confidently from the stage to make my impact in the world, Rebecca. How can I engage with you to get that solution so that I can get started right away?" Because not everybody, Rebecca, is ready to buy the Mercedes of your training, and not everybody is ready to, you know, everybody needs to start somewhere, but how can you get them started? So what I just want to do just philosophically is explain this, because it's powerful. at the very bottom of the pyramid are the things that you do every single day to get the word out about your business. And as you're looking at this triangle, imagine it's not my picture there, it's yours. And all the products and services showcased in the pyramid are yours, okay? So at the bottom is all the things that you do in, as the expert you are today to get known and seen and heard in your own best way. In my own life, joint ventures with strategic partners, teleseminars, speaking, power networking, sending my newsletter, delivering ebooks as gifts, and doing publicity. These are the things I do every day to deliver my expert status in my own best way that deliver the message around a much wider audience of potential people who can benefit. So if you're an author or a speaker or a coach or an entrepreneur, I want you to think about the five ways that you're going to make a well-formed habit that you're going to gain mastery around so that you can deliver your best expertise in your own best way to extend a lasso of golden opportunity around more of the right people, your niche. Then people will want to come in to get a solution to the number one problem that's giving people the most serious discomfort. In my case, the problem is that people's bios are boring and they're not client attracting and they want to get that problem solved. So you all are here in this workshop to get that problem solved with me guiding you the way. Sometimes that's all people need and they're happy and they move on their way and everything's fine. But some people find that after they do that first step that there's so much more that they want to do, they want to journey forward to solve the problem that happens next. So the first problem is that my bio was boring and I was staying behind the computer waiting for perfection until divine guidance would download to me before I would even get out and tell people what I did. Well, as a result of today's workshop, hopefully you will get that problem solved. So you'll want to get known and get paid in a bigger way, in which case I have a get known to get paid success system and experience of which many of you are a part of. And I also have a get known to get paid blast off private coaching program that many people enjoy. And I also have a very exclusive private mentoring program. So whether it's the Mercedes at the top of the pyramid or the very affordable free things that are available at the bottom, there are solutions available to get the problem solved wherever it is that people want to engage. So doing the math part is the part that's super intoxicating, and that's why I just wanted to take a moment on this. Again, remember, if it's your picture in that pyramid and it's your products and services in the triangle, what if 1,000 people bought your, you bundled your new transformational book with a workbook and a training session, and instead of having a $10 book, you had a $197 experience? What if over the next year, 1,000 people happily invested in your book training experience and had a fabulous outcome? It's conceivable that 100 of those people would want to move up to the middle of the pyramid and invest $1,000 in the next level solution that you've provided. And it's conceivable that 10 people would want to move up to the next solution, and maybe another 5 people would move up to the top. Well, just by using the price points that are noted on this pyramid, you can see how you can create a very powerful, robust business by just doing what it is that you love. And that's what I have created. And I wanted to show it as an example, not to sell you, because that's not my objective, but to serve you and to inspire you to think bigger from the start. Think bigger than your book. Think bigger than your journal. Think bigger than your program. How many problems can you solve in sequence for your ideal client to guide them to journey forward to the land of Oz with you showing them the way every step of the way? I hope this inspires you and that you'll be inspired to create something similar for your business, because if you can think bigger from the start, there's nothing to stop you from being truly unstoppable and in the money and making your difference. And isn't that what it's all about? So I wanted to provide additional clarity on the niches piece because I wanted to give you some examples that would really anchor this so you can understand it really clearly. Because sometimes people get very nonspecific and then they have very unterrific results. These are 3 examples. I help parents who are at the end of their rope successfully stop the power struggles, connect with their kids, and restore peace at home. We know it's parents who the audience is. We know their struggle and it's emotional. And we show an outcome that people probably are interested in investing into to get the relief. This next one, I help people with neurological issues. People with neurological issues find solutions for making their lives smoother and enjoyable. I help people with, another one is, I help people with peripheral neuropathy customize daily rituals, identify healing opportunities, and achieve greater happiness. Well, if you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, you know who you are, and this person is going to help you. Here's another one. I reignite hope for people suffering from chronic pain or emotional distress using acupuncture to provide long-awaited relief. If you're suffering from chronic pain, there's a solution. So these are really specific, terrific niches that I hope help anchor the whole conversation around getting it said quickly about who you help and how you serve and what the outcome would be. If you have a fuzzy niche, you have a fuzzy result. Here's an example. Bobby has been passionately focused on empowering individuals, families, and communities of people to strengthen their inner spirit and embrace their sacred power through her well-developed trainings and guidance. The trouble with this is she helps everybody with well-developed trainings and guidance that doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, if I was going grocery shopping, well-developed trainings and guidance would not be on the list. It would not intoxicate me. How does she help them, and what happens then? Sometimes people stop with embracing your sacred power, and they forget to say that they finally gain the courage to exit a toxic relationship, leave a miserable marriage, or make their travel around the world dream come true. People want the outcome. They don't want the process. Richard loves helping others to connect with their innate wisdom, creativity, and healing potential. He hasn't identified who these people are, just this non-specific group of others, and he hasn't said what ultimately happens for people. If you're connecting with your healing potential, are you healed or are you not? I don't want to connect with my healing potential. I want to feel better now. Feel better now is a better outcome than healing potential. So hopefully I've helped you understand the difference between a specific or a non-specific niche. So this next exercise that we're going to do is you telling us, or don't, this is the exercise number 3, what do you do in your workbooks, the worksheets, the handouts rather, forgive me, the handouts. Exercise number 3, ask the question, what do you do? And if you are fortunate enough to have multiple ways for people to engage, like I am with the pyramid, you could draw a triangle on your piece of paper and you could mirror that particular document, and I'll go back to that so you can see it. Or, you know, you do one-on-one coaching, you sell books singularly and in volume. What do you do? And so let's take the next 5 minutes to just describe, as few words as possible, what it is that you do. How do you help people? And I'll come back and I'll start answering questions by the Q&A. I'm going to just pause for a moment, so I'll be back in about 5 minutes. So get to work on what do you do, because this is all going to come together in the client attracting template number 3. Just trust me, the process. Trust the process. I'll be right back. Jennifer Maloka, if you're listening, Bethany Williamson said, overweight, overwhelmed, and ready to see me as a tagline possibly for you. Nice job, Bethany. Carol, who needs a URL again, forgive me, but I don't remember what URL you're referring to, so if you could please write in again, I don't know how to respond. Leo is asking me how I know things about the callers, and one of the reasons I know things about the callers is some of them are colleagues of mine that are here in the Seattle area that I happen to be colleagues with, and I know them personally. Some of them are folks that are already in the Get Known to Get Paid success system and experience, so I've worked with them before, and some of them are among my mentoring clients. So this program is something that all of my clients at every level of my offerings have the opportunity to participate in. And it's my desire to see, hear, and celebrate people deeply. And so when I already have a client relationship, it's just easy for me to bring it alive on the call. So, Leo, if that's something you're interested in, would love to have the opportunity to work with you. I know you're all writing about what you do, so I'm going to speak quietly. But Paul is saying, my results would be varied. Once obstacles are cleared, you can live in a state of inner peace, find the partner of your dreams, do the work that you love. People may identify with one of the results, but it's everyone, since we may have different sets, but we all come with a set of luggage. It sounds to me, Paul, like you are clearing obstacles for people, but I'm going to have to ponder that a little bit more. I just don't have enough information at this particular moment to offer a definitive answer. It seems a little fuzzy to me. It sounds like you're trying to wear a lot of hats. And what is the number one outcome that you get the most excited about delivering for people so that people can self-select and know they want to engage to get that outcome? I want you to think about that. So Cheryl says she's an expert in sales enrollment and cold calling, and her niche is energetic healing, teaching, coaching, and practice. Your niche is people who work in energetic healing, teaching, coaching. I don't understand this, Cheryl, so that is a problem. Your niche, are they energetic healers who suck at sales? That might be a little bit more clear. I'm not exactly sure if I'm understanding, so let me know if, I mean, there are healers that want to heal but that don't like selling, and if you can be the wizard behind the curtain smiling and dialing on their behalf to fill their practice, I would think you would be the most popular sales coach in the world. See if that resonates. So Bethany says, I empower people to take control of their physical and emotional health through the use and education of essential oils. And Bethany, people is very broad. And so I want you to be more specific about who they are. Are they women? Are they men? Are they alternative healing modality junkies? Are they people? I need to know more about who these people are, but there's a video that Todd Hargrave shares sometimes about the amazing green juice, that everybody can get the amazing green juice. It's such an amazing thing. Everybody should have it, but nobody's buying it because nobody knows that it's for them. So if people need to empower their emotional health and their physical health, does that suggest that they're not well to start with? We need to dig in with the niching piece and the niching exercise a little bit more for you, Bethany. Cheryl says, is it best to choose my specific audience as workshop leaders or holistic health workshop leaders? I like holistic health workshop leaders for you, Cheryl, since you are the person who helps those people create sales machines that pay off for full practices, and they probably hate doing that. the second one is more specific. People will more clearly identify with it. And if you love, you're an energy healer yourself, I think that's going to be the kind of audience where when you saw them coming, you'd be really jumping for joy. That's an important consideration for the quality of your life and work. Elizabeth Venturini is a rock star. She helps stressed out parents get their teens in college and out with the job without going broke. Who doesn't need some of that? That's a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous niche. Stressed out parents get their teens in college and out with the job without going broke themselves. Yeah, that's good. Good job. Okay. Thank you, Susan. Dr. Susan. So happy she's sending compliments. So Leo says, I teach people who are overwhelmed by stress to relax, breathe deeply, and check in with going on inside of them. I teach them to meditate. I teach them to see beyond the blinders of their stressful problems and enjoy their lives more fully. Well, this is great. And people is still very broad. And I wonder if you could make more money and make more impact if you targeted sales professionals who are overwhelmed, or entrepreneurs who are overwhelmed, or an audience that has money, discretion, and desire to invest to get solutions that you so powerfully provide. If your audience is people, we're stuck at the front door because people don't identify with that strongly. I mean, we're all people. You know, stressed out executives might be an audience for you. That's better, I think. Carla at Butterfly Networking wants to connect with Jennifer Maloka because she knows of a couple of really good joint venture partners for you. So Carla at ButterflyNetworking.com, Jennifer, reach out to Carla at ButterflyNetworking.com and magic is already manifesting for your business. Hallelujah. Jennifer, the woman said it was overweight, overwhelmed, and ready to see me, is what she said. Okay, so I know we've gone a little while, so I want to bring it back. And I there was just so many questions coming in, and I got a little waylaid while y'all were doing your work. So we figured out what you do. Okay, so now what I'm going to do without stopping, because I want us to make sure we keep moving forward, is I want you to talk about the juicy benefits that you bring about as a result of this work that you do. I want you to articulate them powerfully. And so I'm just going to give a little bit of training in this regard so we can anchor it. Why do people buy? They buy to save money or make money. They buy to save valuable time. They buy to improve their important relationships. They buy to feel better, look better, be more beautiful. They buy for peace of mind. These are the five buying triggers, the reason people do anything. So as you look back on what it is that you do, what are the benefits and how do they fit into money, time, relationships, health, beauty, or peace of mind? So just for fun, you know, Elizabeth Venturini, she's the college and career strategist Elizabeth Venturini. She says, if you need help getting your teen in college and out with a job that can pay the bills, you can get career strategies that pay off for a lifetime now with her as your guide. The big worry, the problem that these parents are worried about is they don't want to bankrupt their retirement putting their kid through college when he wants to study underwater basket weaving and be a boomerang kid for the rest of their life. So she's giving them peace of mind. She's helping them manage their money. And she's also probably improving relationships with her work because we all know, if you're a parent, that sometimes there's an age where your kid doesn't listen to you anymore, but they'll listen to an expert that you bring in on their behalf. So the triggers that Elizabeth's service might touch on are money, time, relationships, and peace of mind. She hits on all those triggers because the parents are worried about bankrupting their retirement. They want to have the peace of mind that their kid's going to go to college and graduate and be able to get a real job. They don't want to have battles with their kids over what they're going to be majoring in or whether they're going to make a good choice. They're going to bring in a solution that can play intermediary for those folks. And as far as the money is concerned, I mean, they're going to use their money wisely because Elizabeth's going to help get that kid into the college of their choice and choose a career that will make them happy for the rest of their lives, and everybody's going to be happy. So I just anchored Elizabeth's business with all the different triggers that would be a buying signal that people would want to buy. So using Woohoo Fitness, I think it's Woohoo Fitness as an example, why do people buy Jennifer's offering? These midlife women who are overweight, overwhelmed, and finally ready to put themselves on the list, because perhaps health and beauty is becoming important to them, because maybe the relationship with themselves, with herself, has finally, it's come time for that priority to be center stage. And maybe this person is at a place in his or her life where they need to re-enter the job market and look and feel her best so she can have that second career or that new business and really feel confident. Jennifer's business can touch on all of those benefits. So you might, on your piece of paper, you know, what are the benefits? Write down money, time, relationships, health, beauty, and peace of mind, and ask yourself, how does my offering address any of these issues? And if it does, write a simple sentence about how, because that is going to anchor it in a way that people will see the immediate value and be wanting to say, tell me more, I want some of that. So let's take the next 5 minutes or so. Don't overthink this, but what are the benefits of what, you know, lose weight, feel great, find a mate, manage your money so you can have more time to do what it is that you love, find joy after divorce faster and more readily and with compassion instead of stumbling and bumbling along going it alone? What are the benefits? And just write them down as quickly as you can. And this is all coming together. Just trust me. If I've gone too fast through any of the exercises during these moments of silence, you can go back to exercise 2 or exercise 1 and revisit that content to put more meat on the bones. I promise you this will work out. Just do what's best for you to manage this process and it will all come out fine, I promise. Just trust the process. Kim, I point moms back to their power, their peacefulness, and their presence. I kind of want to know, what were they before? They were disempowered, chaotic, and ungrounded, and now they're powerful, peaceful, and present. Maybe that's, you know, what I tried to do right there is paint a picture of the before and the after. But I want you to use words that real people would use. Like, do people say, gosh, my presence is really not very good, or my peacefulness is not very good? They're probably struggling with chaos, drama, trauma, and chaos, and desiring to be more centered, calm, and focused. I'm wondering if there are other words you could choose that would be more resonant with the people who truly want to live a full life with yoga. Think about that. So Leo, my hope for your folks that leave your meditation classes is they can take their calm with them so they can confidently deal with their daily challenges. And the part that might be nice to add is more effectively than they ever could without yoga as a meditation practice or without meditation as their life-saving practice. I just want to anchor it back to the solution you provide, because without you, they're still in trouble. So Dr. Pat Robinson, you're describing a how. I bridge humanity and divinity through science and spirituality, allowing for deep, meaningful, and fully engaged lives by becoming all they're designed to be. I still don't know who it's for. I don't know who it is for, so I don't identify with it. It's a powerful work that you do, but who is likely to want it? This is important. This is good. Tracy Warren, A+. I help solopreneurs look big, engage powerfully, and generate leads on social media by doing it for them. Okay, so I'm going to do something fun. On the phone, just for fun, I'm going to lower all the hands, and I'm going to ask, I'm going to read what Tracy said one more time. I help solopreneurs look big, engage powerfully, and generate leads on social media by doing it for them. Show of hands. Hot or not? Hit star 2. Look at all those hands going up. Hands going up. Tracy, rock star. Look at them going up. It's like watching a slot machine. Nice job. That's good. I know who it's for. You're helping them look big, engage powerfully, and generate leads on social media by doing it for them. Maybe you could, one little refinement, generate leads that they can convert. Leads that convert. I don't know if that's too much of an overarching promise, but that would make it even juicier. Nice job. Kim offers the stress-free family life solution. Okay, you offer the stress-free family life solution for parents. I want you to complete the sentence. You know, I offer this solution for who. It's not complete, so just keep working on it. In reference to your loving your cancer, helping people with cancer seems too vague. Okay, well, that's good feedback. I think helping people navigate their journey of cancer treatment and recovery might be better. Let us know if you agree. So I'm going to be quiet for 2 full minutes, and we'll come back at 1:42 with your benefits all complete. Okay, I promised I'd come back in 2 minutes, so I'm back now. Hopefully, you've all articulated some of the benefits that you offer that relate to making your program intoxicating for people to want to buy it. Because if they can identify with the need they have and it's giving them enough discomfort that's drawing them forward, they will want to buy it. So I'm going to keep moving forward because I know there were lots of other questions, but I want to get some more of this covered so that we can get the workshop, everything done on time. So just bear with me. There will be more opportunity to ask questions and get feedback. So I just want to continue with the content for now. We just covered the benefits. The next thing we're going to cover is the power of proof. Some of us are brand new in our businesses and haven't yet had stunning results that have been accomplished for our clients, and so maybe our confidence is a little unsteady. If that is your situation, or if you're bridging from what you used to do to what you're hoping to do, you may be a little unsteady as well. So if that is your situation, one of the things you can do is go back to the values upon which you started your practice in the first place. When I started my business in 2001, I had spent 15 years in corporate life, and I hadn't really had my own business before. So all I had was the good work I'd done for my corporate clients or as an employee. So what I did is I was feeling kind of unsteady at the time, so I wrote an overarching headline, "Every Growing Company Needs a Storyteller." This is in your handout packet, by the way. And I'm kind of embarrassed to read this to you now because it's not that good, but I will tell you that it was very effective. I basically had a one-sheet flyer that said, "I build the brand and reputation of fine clients through corporate storytelling, media relations, and marketing communications. Clients like Northwest Suites and Housing Services, Shelter Mortgage, etc., trust me to tell their stories and build their brands in the media, and I deliver. I offer over 15 years of experience as a storyteller, publicist, and marketer for leading Puget Sound companies. I enjoy working in the high-touch arenas of consumer goods, hospitality, and professional services." And then what I did is I said, "The five key values that define my practice are, I work with impact and efficiency to deliver results that matter. I build client understanding of the media relations process so the value of my services is clear. I manage client resources as if they were my own. I work with enthusiasm, focus, and commitment to excel. I enjoy collaborative, cooperative client relationships that contribute to fun and productive work process for everyone involved. Let's talk more about your story and how I can help you tell it." And then I have my name, my phone number, and my email address. Well, even though this was a very simple beginning and I didn't really have a whole lot to offer at the time, I was booked solid within 6 months because the five values that define my practice seemed to resonate with the people that were interested in working with me. So if you are just now starting a business, and you don't yet have stunning results around what it is that you've done and how you've done it, what are the five values about which you would define how you're going to do your work? This is a really good way to start and to create know-like trust, as it certainly worked for me and it's worked for many, many others. If you're further along in your process, there's other ways to show the power of proof. And so that could be with testimonials, with how many books you've sold, with how many thousands of people you've healed or helped. It can be with the amazing testimonials from people who say amazing things about what it is that you do and how it is that you do it. So for the next, it's 1:47 now, and I'm going to be silent until 2 o'clock, but for the next 13 minutes, I would like you to write down the proof. Why are you the best available athlete to deliver the benefits that you deliver in only the way that you do? What is your education? What is your point of differentiation? What awards have you won? What does the media say about you? Have you been lucky enough to be seen, heard, and celebrated on television? just take the next 12 minutes and just brainstorm what is the proof that you are the best available athlete to deliver the outcome that you deliver for your clients. And I'll come back to you at the top of the hour. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to whisper to Lumari. You say, through my books, workshops, group training, and private coaching, I teach visionary leaders, creatives, healers, and innovators to align with the divine, build their businesses, change the world, and live inspired. What would happen if you started with, I teach visionary leaders, creatives, healers, and innovators to align with the divine, build their business, change the world, and live inspired? Because that's the wow, and the how is through your books, workshops, training, and coaching. Just by swapping the order, I think it makes it stronger. Ken of Wichita, I negotiate the peace treaty between health-conscious women and their mysterious health challenges. That's nice. I like it. Follow-up question might be, those who come to me suffering from X, Y, and Z emerge healed faster and more readily than, you know, something about ending years of frustration, something like that, because then it makes it even more emotional for people. Oh. I help smart, successful, progressive women heal their relationship with money so they can open the path to true wealth. Are they progressive professional women? Are they entrepreneurs? I wonder if you might narrow that down a little bit. Hey, Wendy, I guide midlife women who feel empty, lost, and frustrated to become steady and balanced in their spiritual, ethical, and emotional essence of who they truly are. And then what I want to know is what happens next. So tell me more. Hmm. going to whisper to some of these folks because we have limited time and I want to make sure everyone gets seen and heard. Homea from Redwood City, I help guide brilliant, intuitive visionaries that are entrepreneurs, innovators, healers, and leaders. They know they're here to change the world but are frustrated with obstacles. They have suffered childhood trauma. I help to rewire them to happy, and they find they have more impact, influence, and income. Well, there's a lot going on here, and it's a lot of good stuff, and I think it could be pared down. I guide intuitive visionaries to step beyond their obstacles. See, the suffered survivors of childhood trauma. Is that your audience? There's too much going on here, and we have to narrow it down. Because if they have that, if you've suffered from childhood trauma, that's held you back, you're the rewire to happy expert to guide them forward. It's simpler and easier to understand. Something to consider. Jennifer, it's Carla with a C. Marilyn in New Jersey. When you say, I support midlife women to banish emotional distress that prevents them from stepping out to claim their destiny and sharing their brilliance through energy therapies and spiritual counseling. Energy therapies and spiritual counseling is how you do it. You support midlife women to banish emotional distress. Sometimes we can even be more clear, so I'm just trying here. You're banishing emotional distress that's been holding women back so that they can embrace their best life before it's too late. I'm struggling with claim their destiny because it seems a little fuzzy to me, and I want to know what exactly happens. That's why I said live your best life, or live a positive, be a positive force for change, or something like that. But claim the destiny is not, it's not landing for me squarely. A lot of good work going on here. So Helena, with the long name that starts with a K, I help menopausal women turn from fat, fuzzy, and fuming into fit, fabulous, and sexy. So what I'm interested in knowing is registered dietary. You know, what three words would you put in front of your name? You know, like nutrition expert Helena so-and-so helps, you know, naturopathic nutrition expert and Helena helps. I just want to know what your expertise is because I'm immediately wanting to know how to do it. So I want to know what qualifies you to do it. Jocelyn Joy of San Diego, I help women live a life of vibrant health, comfort, and joy. And I want to know if it's professional women, entrepreneurial women, or any woman of any age, of any life stage. It seems rather broad to me. Narrow can be better. Huh, this was awesome. I show hula teachers how to transition from struggling for cash and students to easily magnetizing droves of ideal students who pay them top dollar. A plus, I know exactly who you help. And so you are a hula expert, but you must be, are you an award-winning hula dancer and who travels worldwide. I didn't get a chance to meet you at Magnetize Your Audience at that level of detail, so maybe you can put a few letters behind in front of your name. Business bio expert shows da-da-da-da-da how to do da-da-da-da-da. What words would you put in front of your name, Donna, so that if this was read on a website, they would immediately know, yeah, she's my gal. So Ellison from Lake Stevens is saying, I help midlife heart-centered creatives running on empty discover their personal rhythms and customs, create simplicity to vitality rituals that allow them to give from overflowing. It's coming along, but it's not quite there yet, because it sounds to me like midlife heart-centered creatives, there's just so much going on there. I'm a midlife heart-centered creative who's running on empty. So is it anyone who's, I know you've identified who you like to work with who's running on empty, but I think people are going to get lost. Recharge your creative spark. Are you the recharge the creative spark expert? That would help. If you're the recharge the creative spark expert who helps midlife heart-centered creatives create sustain rituals that allow them to sustain, give, and grow, something like that. I think by giving yourself a name, it makes it easier to find you, file you, and refer you. So, Bethany, you help moms and parents take control of their family's health with safe, effective, and 100% natural solutions. Safe, effective, and natural solutions is really generic. So what you had before, something about essential oils and essences that heal colds quickly. What if you focus on moms, because moms make 80% of the decisions for health care anyway, and leave the parents out and say, you know, essential oil healing, essential oil expert Bethany Williams empowers moms to heal common colds and ailments with safe and effective essential essences or something. I think you want to be a little more specific. Okay, it's 2:00. Okay, so I'm coming back. I know I had to talk while we were typing, but we only have 3 hours, and I want to make sure you get everything I promised. And I know the personal attention is important. So for those of you who are frustrated that I've been speaking over the quiet time, please understand it's out of a deep sense of service to making sure people be seen and heard that drives me. And when you have an opportunity to re-listen to this replay, you can hopefully tune me out. It's not my desire to frustrate you. I'm just trying to do my best to serve everyone. So we've got some proof now. So now the question is, why you? What lights you up about this work? Why are you the one? I think I may have told you earlier that you might have read some of the material about me, that when I was 9 years old, I wrote a letter to the president of the Tootsie Pop Corporation and told him how many licks it took to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. And weeks later, he sent me a certificate, a beautiful golden certificate, and said, very few people on earth know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. This certificate belongs to one of the few who do. And it was a meaningful moment in my life, because I realized that I was made to feel important, and I got seen, heard, and celebrated for using the power of the pen to deliver a message. And at that very moment, I knew that's what it was I was going to do for the rest of my life. And it really healed me in a lot of ways, and it makes me really happy to do the work. So everyone has some driving force about why it is that they do the work that they do. As you're thinking about that, think about something you could say that would be relevant to what you're now doing, congruent with your offerings, and that would make the person thinking about investing in you even more excited to say, yes, I want that. So for the next couple of minutes, 3 minutes, just scribble. Why should they choose you over everyone else who's out there? What are the stunning results that you've brought about? Have you touched thousands of lives with this proprietary process? What's your distinct point of view? What awards have you earned? What degrees and certifications have you earned? How have the many years of experience that you've put forth in this work packed a punch for making you a thought leader in your industry? Have you written books or papers? Has the media said you are the ultimate resource for that solution? So take the next couple of minutes and just scribble some answers, because this is all coming together. Believe me, we're almost done. Hang in there. It's coming together. Thanks, everyone. I'll be back in a couple. All right, everybody, I'm back. I was just sending a couple of private emails to folks who've been posting so I could try to be quiet while you were working, but I want to recognize people for really rocking this. Rose says, I guide bewildered brides through the bridal process to confidently and successfully find their perfect wedding dress. A plus. What I also want to know, Rose, is what do you call yourself? Are you the perfect wedding dress expert? Might be fun to add that. Cheryl of Expert Elevation, she says, she offered a comment and I turned it around a little bit. So I want to do a hot or not for Cheryl. So if you've got your star two ready to share, she says, I help expert preneurs create a lucrative business that brings them more of the right clients, get paid their worth, and have the reach and impact they desire to make their best contribution. The income acceleration system is the how behind my wow. Why don't we go to the calls and see if anybody says hot or not? So I'm going to just ask people: if it's hot, hit star two, and if it's not, I won't hear from you. But it would be good to have a little participation. Someone says it's hot. It may not be completely hot. More hot. More people are saying it's hot. So we'll keep working on it. It may not be perfect, but that's perfection is the energy of enemy of progress. There was another person that wrote in and said, I help retirees who have fear that they may outlive their means become profitable entrepreneurs. I think that's awesome. And Russell, what I would like to know is what kind of an expert are you? Are you a certified financial planner? Are you a wealth management expert? What three words would you put in front of your name? So very, very good. Okay, so now we're going to go back to the slides because we're just making excellent progress here. This is an important thing that a lot of people forget about. Imagine for a moment that people, something personal. Tell us something personal about you. Sometimes people forget to put themselves in their stories. It's all about their credentials. You can't even find a reason to like these people. So I told you my Tootsie Pop story, and either you love it or you're not, or you don't. Either way, it's fine. But the people who love it tend to like working with me because they like my heart. And so when you're writing your story about yourself, be sure to put something personal in there. And it could be something like a client of mine was a CPA, and I asked her what she liked to do when she wasn't working. And she said she really liked to scale powerful mountains because as much as she loves the nitty-gritty details, she likes the 10,000-foot view from up above so she can have a complete picture. And you can see how her hobby outside of work really is congruent and relevant to how she makes her best impact as a CPA. So if you're mentioning hobbies and things that you like to do, make them relevant to what it is that you do. One person I know is a virtual assistant, and people describe her as an ever-ready bunny, battery bunny on steroids because her energy just keeps her going and going and going to get everything done so that the entrepreneur she works for doesn't have to worry about it. Her personal energy is what it is that makes her an attractive person. So when we're writing our bios, don't forget to say something about yourself personally that has people fall in love with you at hello. I'm scrolling fast further because this is an important part, the call to action. This is often something people forget to do. Imagine for a moment that someone landed on the About You page of your website or blog, and they were reading about you and they fell in love with you from the start. What would you want them to do? Do you want them to call you? Do you want them to send you an email to make an appointment? Do you want them to download your quiz or special report so they can diagnose their situation and know what they need to know to have a great first meeting with you? I want you to be clear about what it is that you want people to do. Do you want them to buy your book? But if you don't say what you want, sometimes you don't get what you fail to ask for. So this isn't even much of an exercise. It's just something that you need to sort of intuitively know. So now what we're going to do is we're actually going to have you turn to client attracting template number 3 in your set of the worksheets, okay? And everything we've done up until this point, you should be able to fill in the blanks with a story that actually works. So if you're using the full-on bye-bye boring bio as your guide, the page that you turn to is page 48, and it says create a client-attracting bio fast, and it's called worksheet number 3. So what we're going to do for the next 15 minutes, and I just want you to pull together all these elements that we've created so far, and I want you to use this template to fill it out. I forgot to mention one thing. I'm a big fan of the sassy soundbite. My sassy soundbite is, it's your story, tell it well. My husband's sassy soundbite is, people trust me for my head, hire me for my heart, and appreciate me most when I use both. If you have a phrase or turn of phrase that you're known for saying and you say it again and again, that can be a really nice way to start your story. It's your story, tell it well. Then it would say something like, Mary Smith is fiercely committed to guiding, and then you would fill in your ideal client to achieve this particular end result so you can have this kind of outcome. If you're looking for a professional who can guide you to address these problems or concerns, you've come to the right place, and that's where you would indicate the problems that you solve. With this many years of experience working with amazing clients with similar worries and guiding them to achieve remarkable success, my mission and commitment is to do this for you. And so all you have to do is take everything that we've done up until this point and fill out the template. It says, my path to become this started here. This is my succinct little story. Clients and employers say remarkable things about the impact my work has had on their life and business. And then you would isolate the sassy soundbite of things that people have said about you so that it just stands out like a beautiful grin. Helps me make my point with pizzazz. Energizer bunny on steroids. Totally changed my life in 20 minutes. Whatever it is that people said that's juicy and intoxicating. Similar benefits await when you decide to serve in the powerful ways that I can support your success. What lights me up about this work is knowing that this outcome is happening. What sets me apart from others is you can feel confident engaging me because my perspectives have been featured in these magazines. 5 things about my experience that might surprise and delight you might be. What I really want you to do is give me a call so we can journey forward together, and then you can offer your email address. If for the next 15 minutes you take the outcomes of the work that we've done so far and put it on the sheet, you will have a really nice story that you can proudly share and refine, and you will be miles ahead. So it is now 2:15. So for the next 15 minutes, I'm absolutely going to remain quiet. I'm going to try to correspond on email with folks that are asking me questions. But this is your opportunity to get this done, and it should flow like music. It should be easy now, and you should be already feeling great about it. So I hope with that as an intro, I'm just going to see if anybody's asking me. Is anybody having trouble finding the handouts or finding the template? I mean, raise your hand on the, you know, but hopefully you have everything you need and you can write your story right now. So I'll be back in 15 minutes and I will honor the silence so that you cannot be interrupted. I'll be back in 15. Thank you. Guest with who's raised their hand, would you like to ask me a question?
Yes.
Can you speak up, please?
Yes. I'm just wondering if you could say again where the template is.
Do you have an email address that you can share with me so I can just send it to you? That would be really easy, okay?
Mm-hmm. I have everything that you sent, but I just, if you could just say again what page it was on and in what document, that would be great.
Okay. With the email that went out to everybody today, it's called Bye Bye Boring Bio Action Worksheets. It's the 3rd document of from the top of the first it's Virtual Worldwide Handouts, then it's Bye Bye Boring Bio, and then it's Bye Bye Boring Bio Action Worksheets. Either way, the second one, Bye Bye Boring Bio Second Edition, if you turn to page 48, you'll find client attracting template number 3.
Thank you.
You're welcome. hope it's going well, everybody. I'm responding to questions that are coming up and doing the best I can to be quiet about it. We got 3 more minutes. I'll be back in 3. All right, I'm back, everyone. It's 2:30. So let's just take a deep breath for a moment and say, my, oh, my, isn't that a powerful, this is a powerful template. Because I was able to pull all those things together, for the most part, and scratch together what we might call a C-plus or a B-minus effort. But that's what we do when we're trying to go excavating for the story and find the pearl. So what we want to do between now and next week is we want to take another look at it when I'm not speaking over your hard work and you can, you know, spend a little more time with your buddy and reflect back and say, did I really get this down? Is this really who I am? Is this really who I serve? And when you read it back with a little bit of detachment, if you were your ideal client and reading that story, would you be interested? And if the answer is yes, then you've nailed it. And if the answer is no, then the writing and the rewriting is a constant process. And so I know that in my experience with clients around the world, this is what we call the manifesto bio that tells us just about everything we need to know that's relevant and congruent to help people know that this is the right answer. So then what you can do from that is in your worksheets, there are all these other worksheets that can help you frame the same information and repurpose it for speaking, social media, and so on. And so what I'd like you to do, since now we've kind of gone excavating for the stories that are important, that you spend some time between now and next week when the bio doc comes in. Oh, I love this. I have to say it. Sharon O'Day, I help women entrepreneurs in their 50s to finally take control of their finances while they still have the time to reach lifelong peace of mind. Fantastic. I want to know, are you a certified financial planner, a certified wealth advisor? I don't know what you are, but put a few words before the front of your name so people know what you are. I think you've really got a good one there. How I wish that I could go through the 49 other comments and questions that are still waiting for a reply during the time that we have on this call. And I fear that that would not, it would take us into the early evening. And so when the call is over, I'll see about trying to reply to some of you privately as best that I can. But what I want to do now, if it's all right with you, is I want to I want to see if there's someone who's bold enough and brave enough, who's written a story that they love, that would feel proud to share it live on the call. So those who are listening to the replay and then those who are participating now can see what a great story can happen just in the space of a short window of time. Is there somebody feeling brave and confident about their story that would want to raise their hand and say, star 2, I want to share? If that's you, I encourage you to say, star 2, I want to read my story. And if you do, I will give you the floor, and you can inspire us all with your outstanding progress. Who's willing to say, yes, I want to share? I have a very shy group. Come on. If you're feeling like it's a little too early, then I won't force you. But I do want you to know, I'll tell you a little story about getting known and getting paid that I think will anchor this. My husband is a certified financial planner professional. Oh, somebody does want to read theirs. I'm going to tell my story anyway, so just bear with me a minute. His practice has been getting so busy that he doesn't have enough hours in the day to serve all the people that want to work with him. So he says, I want to hire a new staff member who can be take the overflow work, who can do an absolutely great job, and what my fondest hope would be is that people would read our bios and know immediately that she was the one that they wanted. She didn't like writing. He said, you have 20 minutes to use this template and figure it out. So she filled out this template in 20 minutes and asked me to take a look at it, and I made a couple of little wordsmithy changes, and the next day they posted it on the website. You can imagine my husband's surprise when someone said, I landed on your website, I love what you're about, can I please have an appointment with Amy? Amy had the appointment, and it was a $2,500 engagement, and that has happened dozens and dozens of times since then. He found the perfect team member to add to his staff that had certain skills and expertise that was very specific to things that his clients needed. She called it out in a very personable way, saying that she'd recently put her kids through college and still amply save for retirement, and she can help people that are worrying about doing that successfully. And now she has all these clients that want to work with her to get that problem solved. So my husband's whistling Dixie. Amy's happy because she had a template to get her story done, and she's already been paid again and again and again because of it. These are the kinds of things that are happening just because people are hiding behind their computers and afraid to get out from behind them to share what they're here to do. So I'm going to call on the person in New York City, and I'm going to ask you to say who you are and read your story. Okay, so here we go. This is your golden moment.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Hannah Martinez. And I'm just starting a business. I'm the CEO of Sync Learning. And so my line is guiding students to say no to chronic stress and all-nighters and achieve success with ease and joy.
Awesome.
So then I went on to saying experience the no pain, all gain universe and be on top of your game. And then I have seen the toll that schooling and stress takes on young people, and I have it made and high. I'm sorry, and I have made it my mission to empower both young people and their parents to take control and say no to chronic stress and all-nighters while still acing school and achieving success. Then I go on to say, Hannah Martinez teaches students techniques to study better, faster, learn more, and remember more. Furthermore, she teaches them how to take tests effectively and ace them every time. A perennial student, Ms. Martinez has accumulated more credits in her lifetime to earn her about 3 degrees. She has attended several universities in the United States and Mexico and knows how the system works and how to work it. She has also seen her daughter experience undue trauma and stress from over-competitive environments in school that gave her massive panic attacks, and she's only 19. Ms. Martinez loves to study. However, she is not a traditionalist and has always believed there is a better way to educate our children. She has now found these amazing tools and developed a system that will allow our children to lead a balanced life, one where their career is important but not overpowering and all-consuming, a life where work and play become one, where family and friends and me time are just as important as a career, where creativity and out-of-the-box thinking and approaches are an everyday occurrence, and where there is always plenty of time not only to achieve success, but to enjoy it. I believe everyone should have access to these tools. Ms. Martinez has a Bachelor of Science in Communications degree from the University of Miami, has had a successful career in advertising for over 20 years, and now has dedicated herself to empowering people to dream big and achieve success beyond their wildest expectations. Under the tutelage of Hal Wexler, partner to Evelyn Wood, speed reading creator, she has taught thousands of people how to speed read. Book Ms. Martinez for a live workshop or speaking engagement in your school or hometown. That's it.
Oh, my God, I have palpitations. I'm so proud. I have mother's pride.
Oh, thank you. I was so nervous.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And you had me at hello because I know what you're going to do for my kid so that they can have great performance and a life without overstressing. It was so memorable. And it's beautiful. Did you do that just during this workshop?
I actually got a head start with your booklet.
Uh-huh.
So you sent me the booklet, and I started working on it before, so I didn't do it all today.
Okay, so that was like an A-plus as far as I'm concerned. I loved it. And so now what I want you to do in time for the BioDoc next week, I want you to take that and see if you can nail it down to 100 words of just the very best, because the manifesto is what you've just finished. But
okay.
I want you to turn that into 100 words of gold, so that if you were introduced on a radio program or in front of a workshop audience, they would be able to read the essence of what you were here to do, and you would be confident in it. That's an A+. I have mother's pride. I'm so proud.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so glad the work worked for you. This is just a wonderful, and I've never met you before. This is our first encounter, so way to be an excellent student. You are absolutely on the right path.
Thank you. And I was actually at work. Remember, I had an appointment, so I rushed home. I was listening to you on the bus. I'm in New York City, so I was riding on the bus listening and doing the work in the bus. So it's so cool. But I made it.
You made it, and you made it happen. You got it done. A+. I think you have an excellent chance to be seen, heard, and celebrated in Volume 2, although there may be competitors among us, so get it polished and fabulous, and I can't wait for you to turn it in on the 29th. Great job. I'm so happy
for you. Thank you so much, Nancy.
You're welcome. I'm now going to call on somebody from Sebastopol, and you can say hello.
I think you have an excellent chance to be seen, heard, and celebrated
in Volume 2,
although there may be competitors among us.
I guess we have a delay. I'll tell you what, folks, it's 2:40, so I want to do a little learning recap. I don't know that we can best what just happened there. Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy. I'm so proud. Now, I promised you that we would I want to recap what we've learned today, because education-based learning is so important. We've all learned that from Cal and Rush, and I made some promises, and I want to restate what the learning was. Hopefully you understand the difference between a trust-building story, which is what I started with at the top, with the high, the low, and the high, and a client-attracting bio. A client-attracting bio helps people know that you're talking to them, that you serve with specific results that they want and need or prepared to invest to get the solution. Both kinds of stories are important. I guided you through a 5-step system to help you identify, decide what you need. I'm trying to remember the 5 steps, and I've told them so many times before. Decide what you need right now. Identify the who, the how, and the wow. I'm taking a moment here. I guided you through the 5-step system, which is in your packet, so that whether you need a speaking introduction, a client-attracting bio, a media-centric bio, that you can use the same system and start with a clean sheet of paper and come to an outcome that you like that meets the objective every time. Hopefully this will serve you for the rest of your successful business. I just want you to remember to keep your objective front and center. Hopefully I've made clear that specifics are terrific, and that generic rarely gets it done. So if you have narrowed in on who it is that you really want to help with some specific terms that people can identify with, Cal and Rush calls this an egoic label, where someone really identifies with that particular name, then you've made excellent progress, because now people know who you help and whether or not the solution that you have to offer is what they need. Well, that is the golden question. I want you to remember that you should always let people know how they can buy it, own it, or refer it. So if you're not yet calling yourself, like I call myself, the business bio expert, Nancy Jutton, you can just Google business bio expert and find me without even knowing my name. How do you want to be known, and can you put those labels in front of your name so that when someone introduces you to someone at a networking event, on a radio program, anywhere you're being introduced, people know what you stand for, and may you also have a model so people know what they can buy. Because if you can't make it easy to buy, own, and refer, my friend Alice Cunningham says, you're pretty much stuck at the front door. The other thing that I taught you, I hope, with the use of the pyramid, is that you should think bigger from the start. If you have a book, if you have one-on-one coaching, what else could you build by bundling those items together so that you could offer a deeper and more comprehensive solution that could also carry a price point that would be richer as well? Because when you have that, it's like what Goldilocks would say, this one's too hot, this one's too cold, this one's just right, but I got to get that solution, and you are the expert I need to show me the way. And the other thing I really want you to start thinking about now, which I think is really, really important, is that once we've got another week to go to get this story struggle and message muddle that you may still be struggling with in the rearview mirror, and the bio doc will be in next week, and I'll help as many of you as possible who show up live for the call to refine your message and to offer some upgrades to help you further along the path to clarity. But what I really want y'all to do is to make building the buzz for your expertise a daily priority. I often say that you should get known, get seen, heard, and celebrated as the expert you are today, and you should do it in your own best way. What's best for me and that feels great to me may not be the same five things that feel really great to you. So it's incumbent upon you to decide, are you someone who wants to speak from a stage, lead teleseminars, write articles, take a more scholarly approach with blogging? What are the five ways that you're going to build the buzz for your expertise so more people can actually find you so that you can possibly do business with them? Very, very important things to consider. There's more to learn and do to make your best impact. The bio really is just the beginning. What happens with what you do with it is when things get really exciting. When you're confident and clear and convicted about what you're here to do, who you're here to serve, and the big impact you make for the clients who are lucky enough to work with you, you can then jump in and learn how to build the buzz for your expertise and offerings, and you can welcome big opportunities. You can get booked solid with perfect clients and have a wait list of opportunities calling your name. I know, because this is what's happened for me, having gone from 185 people on my list to tens of thousands. It's just really an exciting journey that can happen when you actually get clear about what you're due to help people. But I know there are challenges and problems. Maybe you're on this call and you're still struggling to find the right words and you feel kind of stuck. Or maybe you don't know how to build the buzz and you really would like to learn. And you feel like your journey forward would accelerate if you just had an expert lighting your way to save your time and boost your confidence. If it's all right with you, I'd like to tell you about a solution that I have to offer to you if it would serve you. So hopefully that's okay. What I've created is what I call the Get Known to Get Paid Blast Off. And if you've been suffering from some of those problems that I was just describing, you can enjoy five private sessions with me on telephone or Skype that are all about you with no one else listening, just the two of us, where we can talk about your message, your goals, the next steps you want to take, and we'll get it done together. They'll be roll-up-your-sleeves, get-it-done sessions with actual copy prepared that you can get at the end of the call that gets you further on your path. I'll do it with you and for you. We'll transform what you fear may be a mediocre message into one that's amazing for speaking, media, interviews, and more. And we'll catapult your name and expertise into the media with a done-for-you press release that will bring you and your expertise to the top of the Google search engines and add media logo soup for your name as well. Clients that have had press release pizzazz done for them typically get between 100 and 300 online media placements with media outlets including Yahoo.com, Business Week, Bloomberg, and so many more. And I will tell you that if you've been hiding behind your computer in total obscurity, when you see your name in the context of Yahoo, all of a sudden you start stepping into what's possible for yourself, getting invited to do interviews and speaking engagements. You can leverage those logos on your media pages and look like a rock star even if you're just starting out. So what are the benefits of working with me in this way? Well, it's no more going it alone. There's no more hiding out and waiting for perfection, because we're going to get this done together, and I'm going to hold your feet to the fire and do a whole lot of it with you and for you during our 5 calls. And I will promise you that you will love getting seen, heard, celebrated in the media. It's intoxicating. With a refreshing twist that may be familiar or unfamiliar to many of you, to my way of thinking, the world has gone a bit crazy with leveraged group programs where you have to compete for airtime and don't feel seen, heard, and truly celebrated. And the neat thing about the Blastoff program, it's just you and me, the two of us, working together. It's a one-on-one relationship where we're getting what needs to get done, done, and it's a done-for-you press release, too. So if that's not your particular brand of brilliance, it certainly is mine, and you will blast off in a big way, whether it's a book that you're trying to promote, an expertise to get known as the get-to person. This will all happen when we work together. So what is the value of the Blastoff elements when purchased separately? Well, if you were to invest in 5 private Build Your Buzz strategy sessions with me, it would be $1,750. Press release pizzazz is $1,297, and that does include distribution across PR Newswire, which is a very powerful service that lends fuel to your message and takes it around the world. And it also includes today's workshop and all the materials you've already been supplied. When you purchase these items separately, it's a $3,244 investment. But I've already bundled it attractively on my website for $2,997, so there's a $247 advantage when you buy it straight away from the website. Today, because you've already done the workshop, I don't want you to pay for it again. So if you're a serious action taker who loves what it is that I've talked about and would like to play with me, all you need to do is visit authenticvisibility.com/blastoff, BLAST-OFF. And you can use the words blast off, 2 words, in the coupon code, and the price will go from $2,997 automatically to $2,800. And if technology is not your favorite thing, and that's certainly something that's true for me, you could just simply send me an email at nancy@authenticvisibility.com and say private coaching in the subject line, and we can chat about the best next step for you. I want you to know, and this is pretty intoxicating for me, I'm just going to be, you know, you're all wondering when are you going to get known as an expert and what's going to happen for you when you do. Would it surprise you to know that almost 800 people qualified to be on this call today? And when the replay goes out, everyone's going to be sharing it with their buddy and their friend. And a lot of bios are going to be created. They're going to be amazing, just like the example from one of our students earlier today. So I know that this offer is going to land for quite a few folks. And because it's private work one-on-one, it's done for you and done with you, it's time-specific on my life. So I want you to know that the offer to come along for the blast off at the $2,800 value is valid for the first 10 serious action takers to say yes between now and January 30th, 2014. And the reason I chose that date is the bio doc is in on the 29th, and I want to fulfill the promise of delivering the magic for you during that call so you can have even more experience with me delivering my magic and know that I'm the right person for you. But with so many people having access to this recording, if it lands for you and you think this is what you need, I would really invite you to say yes, because I'm pretty confident with almost 800 people enrolled in the Get Known to Get Paid Success System and Experience and this workshop and my private mentoring students and such that I believe these spots will go quickly. So if that speaks to you, I would love to have the opportunity to work privately to help you truly blast off with your book, your coaching, or whatever it is that you're doing to make your impact in the world. The next time we meet is 1 week from today, January 29th, from noon to 2 Pacific time. I will send the replay and the call-in instructions for that call to everyone who's enrolled. And it's incumbent on you, if you need some additional help, I want you to show up live for that call and raise your hand to get the help that you need, because by midnight that night, it's your opportunity to submit your best effort draft so that you can be seen, heard, and celebrated in Volume 2 of the Heal Your Boring Bio to Attract Clients and Cash Now booklet that will come out in the spring. I have never been more proud of the work that I do than I am today, when people truly get to that level of confidence and conviction that they can go out into the world to say what they're here to do and why it matters. And so guiding you in this way just makes me feel like I'm living my purpose. As I close, and before I open the lines to answer any questions or comments, whatever, I want you to know that your story is a living document. I want you to tell it often. I want you to remember to put more wow in it instead of wallpaper. People buy the result, not the process. Keep that front and center. And remember, it's never wrong to get to the heart of the matter. For us heart-centered entrepreneurs, the somewhat introverted ones, the scholarly ones that have some really personal reason that we do this work we do, don't be afraid to share it, because that's what makes you beautiful and attractive and magnetic. And if you hide behind your credentials, people can't see the real you, and that's a shame. I always tell folks, every day is a chance to be important. I hope today is that day for you. I want to thank you for making time to roll up your sleeves, to get your story created with my advice and my templates and tools as your tools of choice. I hope you feel seen, heard, celebrated, so that you can feel proud of the work you've done, so that you can ultimately become compensated. I always say, it's your story, tell it well, and I'm here to support you. So I'm just going to check in on the phone to see if there's anyone that would like to raise their hand and say something. I'm going to lower all the hands and see if anyone wants to ask questions. So this person from New York, I'm going to say hello to you.
Hi, it's me again.
Yes?
I just wanted to ask you how to go about getting that, like your name, like you do the bio name, like how you're known. How do I go about finding that for myself?
Oh, it's a simple thing. I'm going to close this because I hear a little feedback, so just I'm still here. You are too. Just a moment. If that's unfamiliar to you, what you can do is you can pull up your internet search engine and bring up Google. And Google will have a search box, like say you're looking for auto collision repair Bellevue, Washington, and you would type in those words, auto collision repair Bellevue, Washington, and you hit return, and immediately there will be search results that will come up that will help me find somebody to help fix my car. If you do that for business bio expert and don't even put my name in the search box, you will see thousands and thousands and thousands of references to me. What if that was you? So that's why during this call I've said a few times, what are the letters, the name in front of your, the descriptive words you would put in front of your name? Caregiving without regret expert Michael Bloom. Joy after divorce expert Amy Minkoff. College and career strategist Elizabeth Venturini. Another example would be Loretta Mall, your go-to mindset strategist for entrepreneurs and individuals who want to live and work wholeheartedly. When you have these words in front of your name, when you have these words in front of your name, people can understand what you do, and the rest of what you have to say makes a difference. So I'm just going to make sure you understand that. I'm bringing you back. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yes, totally.
Okay. So if you type, this is a fun thing. One of my friends and colleagues is Morgana Ray, and she wanted to position herself as the world's leading relationship with money coach. And we were driving down, I wrote a press release for her, done for you, and went across the wire. And now if you ask your smartphone who has Siri on it and say, Siri, who's the world's leading relationship with money coach? She said,
and she'll come up.
She comes up, number one. That happened in a press release. A press release. Can you believe it? So if you've been hiding under a bushel basket and you want to get known for your expertise, I mean, I've been a publicist all my life. I believe in the power of publicity. I love the credibility of press publicity. I love that we reach people beyond the folks we already know. And I think it just gives us that confidence that we are somebody, maybe if we haven't felt that way before. So I'm a huge fan of it. That's why it's included in the blast-off package, because it just makes a, it packs a punch. And Elizabeth Venturini, my oh my, she has done so many press releases and gotten known in such a big way. Google college and career strategist and see what comes up. It's Elizabeth Venturini. She is a media maven and a rock star who is one of the students in my private mentoring program. So there you have it. So thanks for,
thank you.
That question. And I see someone with who's in Calgary, Alberta, wants to say something. You are on the call.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question about how to clearly convey the what do you do piece. So I am a trauma recovery expert who was...
Is this Megan?
And it's Megan, yes.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. I'm excited to hear you today. Thank you. And there's who was lost at sea for 40 hours after a shipwreck accident 300 kilometers off the coast of Brazil while teaching on board a tall ship. And that has informed my work of reigniting hope for people who have survived a trauma and chaos survivors who've experienced a challenging life event and are feeling stuck and overwhelmed. And when it comes to the part of what do? I, you know, provide witness to their journey, shine a light on blind spots, and help wipe away the cobwebs of residue, and engage them in community through storytelling and facilitate conversation between aspects of themselves. And I know that those are deeper than probably what is speaking to people, but I'm not sure how to make that really make a sassy soundbite out of it.
Well, here's something I want you to think about between now and next week.
Okay, great.
Sometimes we get wedded to our processes and wedded to how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can reflect on the actual, like when people come through your training or coaching or therapeutic solution and they are transformed, what words do they say, real words out of their own mouths, to say how much better they feel?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
because
I'll think about that.
There's the ways that you do it, and there's what happens because of it. And people who are survivors of life accidents and Mother Nature drama that totally upend their lives, I mean, this is drama, trauma, and chaos to the 11th power. And it probably could kick people to the curb or have them checking into pity party hotel indefinitely. And if you could get them to a safe and sacred exit and feel better, faster, with love, that might be better than some of the other things you're talking about.
Yes, thank you. That's a helpful lens to look at it through, yeah, to help me get closer to where I need to go. Thanks a lot.
And when in doubt, always try to, I mean, this is silly, but sometimes, I mean, we all need a brilliance reflector to help us find words that we couldn't find ourselves. And even though I'm pretty good with words, sometimes I need it too. And many of you know Christine Closer from the Transformational Author Experience, and she told me, Nancy, I have bio cringe, and what I really want is bio pride. Can you resuscitate my boring bio? I mean, she actually said those words. And as they came out of her mouth, I thought to myself, magnetic marketing message, oh my gosh. I said, yes, I can help you with that, and can I use those words in my marketing?
Mm-hmm.
Because she spoke to the pain right away. So there you have that. So thank you, Megan. So I'm going to see you next week at the bio.call, and I hope that I've helped you. So very good. So we are at the top of the hour, and I'm afraid that our time together for today is complete. Again, if you would like to do private mentoring with me, you can send me an email that says private mentoring in the subject line, and I will reply to you personally, and we'll see about getting a chat on the telephone to see what's the perfect next step for you. If you already know that it's something that you want, you can go to authenticvisibility.com/blast-off, BLAST-OFF, and you can use the blast off coupon code to save the investment that you made in today's workshop so we can journey forward together. So I applaud you for showing up. I appreciate the hard work. If you still haven't gotten to Nirvana, we still have another call coming up next week. Use the worksheets, use the templates, keep it down to the narrow, specific, terrific detail that you need in order to attract your perfect client to do the thing you love to do the most that brings you the greatest reward on every level. I am Nancy Jutton. It's been my pleasure to serve you. I will be sending you the replay and also a fun audio file and top 10 checklist from my good friend Donna Kosick, who's going to be sharing 10 tips for great author bios for the back of your book, which is just an unexpected bonus that I think many of you who are authors will especially appreciate. It's been my pleasure to lead you through the Get Your Client Attracting Story Done virtual worldwide workshop today, and I look forward to welcoming you next week for the BioDoc when we continue the journey and bring in the healing so that you can get ready to rock your 2014 better than you ever have before. It's Nancy Jutton. I thank you again. It's your story. Tell it well. Bye-bye.